Concours ECRICOM 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 9. Feeding on Fantasy. The past quarter century of popular culture was ruled by the great mega franchises of science fiction films Star Wars, Star Trek, Independence Day, The Matrix. But lately, since the turn of the millennium or so, we've been dreaming very different dreams. The stuff of those dreams is fantasy, swords and sorcerers, knights and ladies, magic and unicorns. In 2001, the fantasy double bill of Harry Potter and The Lord of the Rings ranked first and second at the box office, and it's happening all over again this year. The business of fantasy has become a multi-billion dollar reality, and science fiction is starting to feel a little obsolete. Popular culture is the most sensitive barometer we have for measuring changes in society's collective mood, and it's registering a major one now. Our fascination with science fiction reflected a deep collective faith that technology would lead us to a cyber utopia of robot butlers at our service. With The Two Towers, the new installment of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, about to storm the box office, we are seeing what might be called the enchanting of America. A darker, more pessimistic attitude toward technology and the future has taken hold, and the evidence of it is our new preoccupation with fantasy, a nostalgic, sentimental, magical vision of a medieval age. The future isn't what it used to be, and the past seems to be gaining on us. Fantasy fever is stirring again. In 1997, voters in an opinion poll named The Lord of the Rings the greatest book of the 20th century. In 1999, Amazon.com customers chose it as the greatest book of the millennium. The Tolkien revival began when the internet bubble was bursting. The market for consumer electronics was plunging, like Harry Potter chasing the golden snitch, and the long summer romance with technology was fizzling out. Change and technology are so pervasive a part of daily life that for the most part there is no magic to it anymore, says Vivian Shobshak, a professor of film and television studies at Los Angeles University. The promise of science and technology has been normalized. The utopian vision we had didn't come to pass. The magic would have to come from somewhere else, and we found it in fantasy, swords, not lasers, magic, not electricity, villages, not cities, the past, not the future. It's a world we see in the creepily cozy work of Thomas Kincaid, whose soft-focused paintings of bucolic imaginary lands has brought his company, Media Arts Group, almost $75 million so far this year. Fantasy envisions a society modelled loosely on agrarian medieval Europe. Anti-technology, anti-globalist, it is a misty watercoloured memory of a way we never were. But if the vision is imaginary, the longing for it is very real. Fantasy is hot stuff, and studios are racing to produce all they can of it. Fin du texte numéro 9.